For countless couples in the U.S., immigration status can be a game changer, especially if one person does not have permission to stay here. KUOW's Liz Jones recently met a woman outside immigration court in Tacoma who's facing this dilemma.
The relationship started off with reservations.
I definitely caught feelings quickly, but I was aware of his situation, and attempting to not get so involved so something like this wouldn't have to occur.
This is Fatima. We met outside the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. Inside is the man she plans to marry. He's been held here since March. Fatima came for his final court hearing to see if he'll have to leave the country. She'd just been in to see him.
He got a haircut and his shoes look nice. I guess the inmate let him borrow the shoes so he could look presentable in court. And then we talked about the baby that I'm going to have, kicking and moving a lot.
Fatima is 7 months pregnant and a U.S. citizen. She asked to only use her first name for privacy. Her partner and the baby's father came here illegally 10 years ago as a teenager. His name is Jose Salas Solis. Records show he was arrested in Oregon for reckless driving. Fatima said it was a tough day in court.
He was crying, didn't know what to do.
In the end, he agreed to voluntarily return to Mexico. Fatima says she wishes they'd gotten married sooner and tried to apply for his green card.
I did joke around telling him that we should get married because he's at risk of deportation, which we thought it was a joke. So funny, but no, it's true. It's real. So real.
After the baby's born, Fatima plans to move to Mexico and see if they can be a family there.
I would love to just have a successful life in Mexico. So if I could live a better life in Mexico than I was living in the Northwest, then I'm totally for it.
But she also dreads taking this big risk and possibly losing everything she's worked for here. She plans to name the baby Ray after her dad. He also lives in Oregon, and he's someone Fatima will miss as she makes this choice to leave her family here and start a new one in Mexico, an idea that's still settling in.
You know, I was like so excited that I was going to have a son, have a happy family. Everyone's going to be like, just brings everyone together and he'll have so much support. But now, I don't know. I don't know.
In Tacoma, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.